Parshas Vayikra. As we embark on this Torah's Kohanim Sefer of Karbanos, many look at Karbanos this Sefer with a sense of mystery, distance. What does it have to do with me? It was a realm of life at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, which is just wholly strange to us. And by developing a theme to Parshas Vayikra, I believe it will become apparent how this relates to something very relevant in the way we live our lives today. I want to study the whole issue of Vayikra, beginning with the word Vayikra itself. There's a hubbub to life, so much stimulation. We're doing so much good things. Hubbub in Ruchnius. And yet in that hubbub, we lose ourselves. And there never has been a greater thirst for mindfulness, sense of presence, to take all the same behavior, but infuse it with meaning. Reb Tzadok HaKohen Milublin believes that one of the reasons why we make a bracha before a mitzvah is the bracha gives us a sense of presence when we do the mitzvah. Right? And the bracha is actually a time to think about what the mitzvah means to you. How are you going to connect to that? Tefillin. Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. And I would expand this to a bracha on achila as well. Right? We want mindfulness in the eating process as well. We want to be present. Think about at the time of your bracha rishona before you eat. What does eating mean? Giving nutrition to my body, that this is a sacred experience, nourishing this sanctuary to my neshama called the guf. I am not an animal. I am not demeaned like that. So the notion of hachana / presence of mind, mindfulness. You can't be more contemporary than that. And that has a lot to do with Vayikra. Vayikra, he called Moshe to the Mikdash, to the Mishkan. He didn't just appear to Moshe and relate the narrative. He called him. There was Hachana. He made a formality out of it. Vayikra is contrasted by Chazal with the similar word Vayikar, and he happened. Vayikar is everything Vayikra is not. Hashem just happened with everything that connotes. Hashem just happenstance. Without a sense of hachana, formalization, it's just happening, and keri has a certain connotation according to Chazal of Tomas keri. There's a lack of sanctity when things just happen, b'mikra, even dvarim shebekdusha such as a nevuah, when there's not a sense of formality, hachana, making something out of it, vayikra. That is a game changer. And Rashi says that this Lashon Vayikra is special because it is the term which the Malchi Hasharis use, v'kara zel zavi amar. I believe the significance of Malchi Hasharis here are Malachim mean messengers. Messengers as in they have a mission. Malachim are not doing anything by happenstance. There's a sense of purpose. They're acting out of purpose. And we aspire, certainly a Torah which is given to Moshe through Vayikra, impresses upon us that our Torah lives have to be with Vayikra, a sense of purpose rather than happenstance. The chiluk, the distinction between the word Vayikra and the word Vayikra is of course the Aleph at the end. What is the remez of that Aleph at the end in the context of mindfulness? I'm going to argue Aleph, which is the first letter, connotes source. Connected to the source. The purpose driving what I'm doing. So often in the hubbub of life and even the hubbub of mitzvah sanashim lumot and ruchnius, we lose a sense of source. Why am I doing this? What am I seeking? What are my tshukas? Vayikra, the formalization, the hachana. There's a sense of mission, of connection to the source. Now, as much as Vayikra, a sense of hachan, of mindfulness, is integral to all of Avodas Hashem, for some reason it became particularly imperative at this stage, say for Vayikra, and less so before. And I would explain, it's only now that the Mishkan has been fully built, as we see at the end of Sefer Shmos. Now there's a Mishkan, and only now Hashem is calling him to the Ohel Moed. Ohel Moed is giving a sense of place. Before there was a formal Ohel Moed, there could not be that sense of kfias formalization, the relationship to Hashem before Mishkan was more ad hoc, casual. This sense of mission, purpose, requires a makom, a specific space. And think about a space and a makom in terms of tethering ourselves. We live in makom. When a person is wandering, they don't have a sense of place, of space. They don't feel tethered. Well, the makom kaddish of Ol Moed was giving motion, by extension, Klal Yisrael, a sense of being tethered to place. It's interesting to note that there was one other case previous where Hashem appeared to Moshe with the words Vayikra. Does anyone know? Before Sefer Vayikra, we find Hashem revealing himself to Moshe Balashon Vayikra only one time. And that is in Parashas Yisro at Har Sinai. It says explicitly in the Chumashiyah. In Parashas Yisro. Shmos Perak Yotes, Pasuk Chav, Perak Yotes, Pasuk Gimel, Moshe Elohim, Vayikra Elov, Hashem. And I'm going to argue that this Vayikra of Ol Moed that we've been studying is echoing of that Vayikra of Har Sinai. Because as the Ramban says, Ol Moed is perpetuating the Sinai. In the context of Vayikra, what I believe it's perpetuating is the sense of a makom kadosh. Har Sinai was a makom kadosh. Ol Moed is continuing the notion of makom kadosh. As much as the Yidam might travel, as much as their external environment might change, the Ol Moed is that portable Sinai. Perhaps this is akin to a raft in a river. I always love to use this mashal in life. You know, life is like a stream, right? When you go down a stream, the experiences change. Sometimes the waters are calm, sometimes there are rapids, right? But you feel steady on that raft. I always like to say in life, circumstances are always changing, whether we like it or not. And sometimes the circumstances are still, sometimes the circumstances are turning. But we all need to find a raft to hold on to, which is ultimately Kedusha B'tachem. I believe the Ol Moed is that portable raft. When we have to leave Sinai, we could find makom and a sense of being tethered to purpose and source as represented by the Vayikra of Har Sinai, which is now reappearing when there is a Mishkan. And there's another correlation in the same vein between these Nevuahs opening Vayikra and Har Sinai. And that is Vayikra Hashem Al Moshe Lamar. Rashi, in one of his interpretations, says this lemar of Vayikra means Hashem told Moshe, right? Tell me what the people say. Get back to me. And Rashi draws a direct corollary to what it says at Har Sinai. Vayashav Moshe es divrei ha'amal Moshe. Right? Notice, as per this broader pattern we're developing, the two Vayikra stories, Har Sinai and Parshas Vayikra, also come with a reconsulting of the source. I'm going to argue that reconsulting with the commander of the mission is really ensuring that mission and source are maintained. Hashem could send us on a shlichus and we could lose sight of the shlichus. Reconsulting mission control has a lot to do with Vayikra and maintaining a sense of being tethered to source. Yes. But that's in terms of the degree of Shechina or Anan or so. And that's a subtlety. We could talk about this after. But in the broad picture, again, for every Rav Gavriel with his fine sense of Chiluk, for every compare, there's of course a contrast. Mishkan and Sinai and Omo are going to differ in degrees in this regard. But I'm just facing the general pattern. I agree that your distinction will be meaningful. We'll revisit it, Bezus Hashem. And I want to take this whole issue of Vayikra versus Keri further. I want to apply this to really love. Love, affection, intimacy. If you think about it, I hate to be so crass. In a committed relationship or a non-committed relationship, the same acts are really going on. And we can certainly attest today in unfortunately a world which has rejected family values, right? I'm not only talking about the act of Ishus itself, right? Most of the acts occur, but they lack commitment. One of the issues of marriage with commitment is. It infuses all of the same acts with so much more significance. This is not something which we happen to be doing. We find each other pleasing now. But rather, there's a very deep sense of investment in self. I'm committed to this. I am acting, not spur of the moment, no flings, but I am acting on preconceived machshava. And this has a lot to do with understanding das, vayeda adam asishto. Intimacy is from a place of das. The mind is the source of the person, as the Mekubalim say. We have midos in the mind and midos in the heart. And when we follow the way of Hashem, whose highest spheres are chachma, bina, das, midos, shebamoch, and only his lower spheres are midos, shebalev, chesed, gvur, teferis, when it's mind over matter, when we're mindful, we're in touch with the source, and we act not based on spur of the moment emotions, but rather our emotions are governed by a sense of mission, purpose, commitment. And this is why we find such a really, really, really a splendid, breathtaking pattern of intimacy associations in Vayikra. What are Rashi's words to describe Vayikra? Lashon chiba. There's love here. And what is the, in turn, what is the inverse of Vayikra? Vayikra kari, Lashon Tumas kari. Tumas kari is the tuma associated with imperfections in the intimacy process. Keri, which means accent, I'm going to suggest connotes the degree, certainly post Chareitz Hadas, the degree that in relationship there are aspects which are kind of spur of the moment and incidental, including the tipas zara, leaving the eiver, right? That tipas zara, which Chazal says is an expression of the chachma of the av, the masculine chachma. The fact that when it leaves and when stimulation happens for it to leave is to some degree based on external circumstances and not from an absolute sense of investing mind with spouse, that then naturally that zara leaves chachmasa av. The fact that there is some degree of it happens unexpected when exactly it happens and somewhat uncontrolled, right? That's an expression of we're somewhat chaser in the sense of commitment which makes self-fulfillment in relationship, brings it up to the level of commitment, true chiba, true love. And this concept that in the context of ava, whether ava to a spouse or ava to the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? Ironically as it sounds, unromantic as it sounds, because the world of romance wants us to believe it's more loving when it's spur of the moment, but that's not true. Romance is self-fulfillment. The more there's commitment, the more love there is, the more concern there is for the other. This is true in our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam, in our Vayikra rather than the Keri. This explains the sheer prevalence of intimacy associations. Not only Lashon Chiba and Rashi versus Keri, but if you look in the classic Vayikar narrative, the inverse of Moshe, which was, of course, Bilam. Vayikar Hashem al Bilam, Rashi uses the words, Hashem appears to Bilam, unexpected at night, kibol pilaksho. Like kibol pilaksho, a concubine, where there is less commitment in this designation here, right? In the same vein, you find a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, reflecting back on Sefer Vayikra, which says, when Hashem called Moshe into the Ol Moed, this is an expression of kol kfud abas melech pnima. Seeing Moshe entering Mikdash in a Vayikra context, in a feminine, marital, princess context, right? All of this together tells us that even play, even romance, needs to be from a place of commitment. Even think about a child. You want to play with your child, but you go out and play with your child, not spur of the moment. You make a calculated decision. My child matters enough that I'm going to play ball with them a half hour a day. And then in terms of the how, the way, play does, is Meshech HaSalev, in terms of the specifics, how you go about it, and the spur of the moment. And the same is true in Avodas Hashem. You need a Kayach HaChidosh, you need a sense, a spunk and a sense of spontaneity in the moment. That's in terms of the execution. But the underlying engagement of Vayikra is really teaching us a lot about love itself, and the Vayikra pattern from Sinai to Ol HaMoed, from this perspective of love and intimacy, I'm going to interpret this continuum, Har Sinai to Ol HaMoed, in the context of what we've discussed in the past. Har Sinai is the Chasanah. Yom Chasanah is Umatan Torah, the Kiddushin and the Ksuba, as we've developed from Midrashim. Har Sinai, on the other hand, is entering the home. It's the building of the home. B'yom chasanasu zu matan Torah, b'yom simchas libo zu binyan beis hamikdash yibanah b'meheira. Matan Torah is the chasana, the building of the home. B'yom simchas libo, that is when you enter the home, when you begin real life. I'll share with you a maritik atzushtel. If you look in the Rush, in the beginning of Maseches Ksubas, the Rush writes that the first day of Sheva Brachas has a makor in the pasuk shenamer u'b'yom simchas libo. He's taking that verse, which Chazal connect to Mikdash Mishkan, and applying it to the first day of Sheva Brachas, that's following Chasana, the beginning of marital, if you're in the same home. So I'm arguing that this sense of commitment happens at Har Sinai and continues in the setting up of home together, and at all stages of intimacy, right? Whether in the thrill of the Chasana or the onset of the day in, day out. Sense of commitment is always present. This is true in our human relationships. This is true in our relationship to Hashem as reflected in Vayikra. So thus far, we really developed two ideas in Vayikra and its significance to us. The concept of mindfulness and preparation rather than spur of the moment, hubbub of life, not losing ourselves in the hubbub of life. On one hand, and the second idea, how commitment elevates the romance of relationship in our human relationships and our relationship to Hashem as well. But in our remaining time, I want to develop one final dimension to this Vayikra. And that is, in addressing the question, why the first specific mitzvah of this Vayikra, of this formalization, is Karbanos. It can't be a coincidence that Vayikra, this major paradigm shift, that beyond Sinai, specific mitzvahs will have a sense of hachana and formalization. It is specifically Karbanos that introduced this. Now, you might say it's simple, because this concept of tether to source, space, is Ol Moed based. It makes sense that Karbanos are linked. But I want to suggest more than that. Karbanos demand, more than arguably in a more acute sense than in other aspects of life, this sense of mindfulness and tetherness to purpose. Because the Kabbalah teach us that Karbanos are really dealing with a very primal issue in our life, and that is our nefesh habahamas, our animal soul. The Kabbalah address the question when people ask, how could you achieve the greatest kirva to Hashem through blood and guts? And the Kabbalah say that is exactly the point. Karbanos are coming to be Mila, the Nefesh HaBahamas. And by the way, in our own tefillah, when we say the Karbanos, the Ramchal writes in the morning, at the onset of your tefillah, you first have to be Mila, your Nefesh HaBahamas, before your neshama can fly, before you can be elevated in flight in your tefillah, you first have to elevate your animal soul, that we are not castigating our animal urges. We are being mila them through avodas hakarbanos, whether in the real sense or in its imitation in tefillahs karbanos. We are saying that blood and guts of these animals, as they represent our nefesh habahamas, find a place in the divine. The adam ki yakrev, the coming close, the whole meat can come close, including the supposedly baser side of a person. This understanding is going to open up the whole issue of Vayikra and mindfulness so deeply. Remember Tu B'Shvat, when we spoke about mindfulness in the eating process, in the eating experience, and how physical experiences, animal soul experiences, right, can ring so hollow and make us feel so degraded until we imbue them with mindfulness. When you have mindfulness in the eating experience or in Dvarim Gashmiim, suddenly what is so base has assumed purpose. Let me kind of conceptualize this based on Svarim HaKdoshim, which speak about instincts and emotions, the Midah Shebelev, when they are not tethered to, as I said before, the mind, right? When the lower seven Midos of Hashem, which we have also, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, emotions are not tethered following the mind. Chachma bina das, right? Tanya says that you're kebehema, right? However, when my emotions, when my hot, passionate, animalistic side is governed by the mind, suddenly it becomes elevated. This is why karbanos, being mila, dvarim gashmiim, demand preparation, focus, gashmius, mindfulness. And I'll bring you a delicious sushtal in this regard. When the Gemara in Shabbos aligns the six Sidrei Mishnah with the six virtues, v'hayamuna sitecha chosin yeshuas chachma v'das, chachma zu seder kachim. It says seder kachim, these in Yonam Vayikra are connected chachma. Chachma is that highest mental quality, when ratzon becomes mind, chachma is that highest mental quality. Right? Chachma being das is supposed to govern the animal soul and its emotion of chesed, gvura, tefaris. Chachma is that highest intellectual source, we're taught in Kabbalah, which rings in passion, emotion, the animalistic side. I believe what Kachem is doing, what Karbanos are doing is, in the theme of Ayikra itself, sanctifying the physical, and sanctifying the physical specifically through mindfulness, right? It is bringing Chachma into Dvar of Gashmi. I see a look on Rav Gabriel's face. He has a look of skepticism. Sounds nice in theory, right? I'm suggesting the Vayikra is the very theme of Karbanos, but he wants to understand, where do you find an actual Karbanos, an actual Kachem, a hyper-focus on mindfulness? And the answer is even more basic, even more basic. How are you makdish something in Halacha? The Olam here, what the Sikhs of Hazmana Milsa. Now you're makdish something? Through preparation, through designating it, whether mentally or verbally. Harezuola, right? Even the word Kedusha itself, the Gemara says, being makdash, means designating. You have a physical material matter, its entire nature changes when you designate it. That's not simply a legalism in Halacha, that's impressing upon us that the most material Olam Hazatik a thing can be imbued with holiness simply through mindfulness, forethought, and designation. And this is not a localized Halacha about being makdash. It is the whole focus on Chachma Zu Seder Kachem, I believe, is writ large all over Karbanos. How does Maseches Zvachim begin? What are the very first halachas, the first Mishnah in Zvachim? Lishma and Shalol Lishma by Karbanos, right? Doing the Avoda of Chatas and thinking it's Chatas. Doing the Avoda Shalom, right? It's not a coincidence. The study of Kachem begins with Lishma. And inversely, as Rav Gabriel said, so many of the halachas of Kachem, their psulim are based on machshava, pegel, chutzlis manu, chutzlim komu. Specifically when it comes to kachim, there is this hyper-focus on the mind because karbanos are taking the physical and giving it sacredness. We give sacredness to life and the hubbub of life through thought, through preparation. Something as mundane as eating assumes sanctity through the mitzvahs of hachana. This is why the Gemara says, I would posit, the explanation I would give, when the Gemara says, this gadishtam v'yisim kedoshim, zumayim netilas yidayim v'zumayim achrayim, right? You bracket the eating process with sanctity through the netilas yidayim before and the mayim achrayim after. What you're doing when you do netilas yidayim is you're washing, you're being mitayer your hands before you eat, and you're really affirming for yourself, my eating process is saintly. Right? You're bringing Kedusha through an act of hachana, the way you bracket it before, the way you bracket it after, and the same eating process is forever changed. This is the inverse, if you recall, what we studied on Tu B'Shvat, how Reb Tzadok and other Mekubalim believe the model of no mindfulness in eating is when Esav says, Halitaini namina adam adam azav, just pour it down my throat. Pour it down my throat means I am so act-based rather than experiential. Just pour. I don't even want the experience of eating. Just pour it down my throat. There is an utter loss of mindfulness. Not only no mindfulness before, but not even a sense of even enjoying the experience, even on the most human level, right? It's an utter animalizing of oneself, halitainin amin adam adam azeh. And it's a very relatable thing when you think about our struggles with mindfulness and eating. Why did Esav say halitainin amin adam adam azeh? On a level of pshat, he says, ki ayif enochi, I'm tired. On a level of pshat, it's from exhaustion. How many people eat out of exhaustion? Because we have so many demands on life today, right? We need that quick fuel of energy. So that quick carb that I don't want to eat from a place of enjoyment or experience of nutrition, but I need the energy. I'm totally losing my mindfulness in the eating process from a sense of exhaustion. This is what Esav, Golas Edom, were experiencing this, and even deeper, as we've suggested in the past, Chazal's drash on Ki Ayif Anochi in the story of Esav is so poignant. Chazal say Ki Ayif Anochi means what? He murdered. It was the first day he murdered. Esav was Yetzel Atar Basara, and we find Ayif was associated with a murderer. Ki Ayif Anafshi Laharkin. What does it mean that a murderer is weary? Esav's first murder made him weary, and therefore he ate? The way we've explained it in the past is this is the debilitating sense of guilt. Imagine a murderer the first time he did the unthinkable, the first time he murdered. The way he must feel about himself. That's me. That's me. Right? That there should be a sign wanted, right, as they would have out west. He murdered. That's me. It totally, totally, totally sucks the person out of their energy. Now, when a person feels sucked of energy, vitality, to guilt-holism, they're supposed to engage in cheshbon nefesh. Guilt is not a bad word, as I oftentimes tell people. Healthy guilt, it's a wake-up call to do something positive with it and assess my life. But a world which doesn't know how to deal with guilt escapes guilt through what? Sensory sort of stimulations. Stuff down your emotions instead of working with them. Stuff down your feelings. Halitainin amina adama, just stuff down. And I don't even want mindfulness in the eating process. I want the food to just be stuff down the food and obfuscate the feeling. That's galus adam. That's what we're struggling with in galus adam. People eating out of emotion today. It's an utter lack of mindfulness in the eating process. The inverse is Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav are always the two inverses. Regarding Yaakov, we find the Lashon Kedusha, frequently in Pesukim Yishai, Kedosh Yaakov, Kedosh Yisrael, the third bracha in Shemona Esrei, connected to the third of the Avos, is the bracha of Atah Kadosh. Kedusha is the realm of Yaakov, which means you are involved in Olam Hazeh, but through mindfulness you sanctify it. I will conclude with one final smach, that Yaakov engages in this world totally, but with a sense of purpose and mindfulness, versus Esav, where it's just hubbub. Yaakov is very material, very gashmiistic, right? Very gashmiistic. Puts himself in danger for pach and katanim. He sanctifies material world, dvarim gashmiim, v'haftas Hashem alekecha b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol modecha. There are three loves. B'chol modecha, loving Hashem with all your money. That's connected. Yaakov, his relationship to the material world. Well, how does Yaakov, as the Baal Turim says, how does Yaakov relate to the material world versus Esav? You have that brilliant contrast in Parshas Vayishlach. Yeshli Kol versus Yeshli Rav. Yaakov says, I have everything I need, which might be a great abundance. It takes a lot to support a frum family today, not only provide them with basic needs, but give everyone with a sense of harvacha and fullness. We don't want our children to feel lacking. But it's always a sense of kol. What kol means is, I'm not just doing it. There's a sense that all my dvarim gashmin and all my material acquisition, it's a matching a need. There's a purpose here. There's a call. Rav just means it's an abundance. It's random, Esav says. Esav's relationship to money is really, if I may be so vulgar and crude to say, it's almost like if you return to our beginning, a fling. I have a fling, right? A fling. I use it just haphazard, no sense of commitment. It's not a real relationship, right? O vayikra, lashon chiva, lashon ishus. Kedusha is totally engaging this world, but with a sense of preparation, being makdash. May we all be zocha to be totally engaged in Olam Hazeh. We believe in total engagement, accomplishment. We don't believe in escaping this world like the Eastern model and the ashrams. Total engagement in this world. But we are just as meditative as they are in the East. They are meditating to escape this world. We are meditating and achieving mindfulness kedusha to elevate this world. And we infuse what would otherwise be empty, material, gashmiistic activity with consummate holiness through Kedusha and the sacred mindfulness. May we all be zocha to this. Amen. Kein yehi ratzon.